Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
Time for the pink code word.
Which is...
Is that today?
Yeah.
Yeah, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Abby. But that's not... Sorry, it's just bonjour.
Bonjour. That's right.
Beautiful language.
It is.
Yeah.
And Spanish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I find Spanish the sexiest. And I don't know, because I can't really tell whether it's the Spanish or the South American Spanish.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Because it's different.
Different. What would be the ugliest one?
Australia.
Mm.
Germany always sounds like you're yelling.
Yeah.
Arabic's a bit throaty.
I reckon every language can sound sexy with a sexy voice.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, like, German can sound very harsh, but it can just be the person doing it, you know?
Okay, so... In Australia, right, it sounds different in North Queensland, the way people speak, all the way down to Tasmania, it sounds different.
Mm-hmm.
We say French is the most beautiful sounding one, but do they have French bogans too? Where,
there's definitely provinces and different accents and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the size of the UK and all the different accents. There's a huge, vast difference in accents all over the place.
You got the Cockney. You would never say that that's the same with the Queen's English.
No, and then the Novocastrians and the Liverpool, you know, like the Beatles.
And Scottish, I tell you what, I can understand all of it until you get, was it south or north that's really heavy?
The lower down.
My friends. Mum was Scottish and I just always constantly said yes. And then I was like, why am I at their house? Mum's like, I think you said yes to a play date, but I just used to, I guess, to get so scared. I used to go,
one of Mum's friends, when we were at, over for dinner, and he kept asking my sister, and she just kept on saying yes. We're like, Regia. She's like, yes. No, Regia. She's like, yes. No, it's Regia. What age are you?
Oh. I thought you were saying Luigi, yeah?
And my wife thought that my cousin was a duck boiler. Because she said, well, what do you like to do on the weekends? Because, on the weekends I like to go duck boiling.
Duck boiling, yeah. So we can guess that. Duck boiling.
Duck boiling riding.
Buck riding?
Dirt bike riding.
Dirt bike riding. We're being told that apparently the south of France is bogan.
Right.
Yeah, there's bogan in every country.
Mm.
Right. South of France.
It's just we've got the term.
That's true. I don't know what they would call it.
Bogan.
Still sounds too nice.
In England,
chabs.
Chabs.
It used to be chabs, yeah.
What are they in Scotland?
Chabs, the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is that offensive to call someone a chab, though?
Ah, if they're not, I guess.
But it's better like if they call them themselves that first. Mm.
They're very similar to the Eshays, even in, like, dress and stuff. It's all those tracks and stuff.
Eshay bra.
And then you got the footy hooligans. Well, that's not so much anymore, but it used to be a bit of an issue.
Yeah.
I still remember when I was out with a bunch of my cousin's mates and we rocked up to a bar and one of his mates was wearing a Celtic uniform. And they said you can't wear colours in the bar, it causes fights, you can't wear different strips.
It's like their version of bikies.
Mm. So he took off his jersey, and on himself he had a tattooed jersey.
Classy.
Yeah.
What are they, rednecks? Is that just a term for, is that really quite rude? Or is that like a bogan?
I think it's going another step. If you're a bogan, I reckon you're lovable because you're a bit, you know, a bit of a country bumpkin. Mm. But I think redneck probably implies... that you are inbred, maybe.
Do a racism.
It's a racism,
You're a bit racism.
But then Jeff Foxworthy came in, his whole career was that, you know redneck? You're a redneck William.
Maybe.
You know?
But that's what I think, that's why. It's because maybe. They're like, I'm a dumb redneck.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe.
Mm. Anyway.
Shall we roll the podcast?
Big show today. You'll find out what flavour our snake is. That sounded wrong. I don't know why.
I'm just going to leave it at that. Leave it at that.
Start your day the better way with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Stav wants a brown snake. Ooh, Matty wants a brown snake. Abby wants a brown snake. Ooh, Brizzy wants a brown snake. A snake. Yeah.
The moment is upon me. The moment is upon me and me alone because you two can't be trusted.
I mean, that's not new news to anybody, I don't think.
That's true.
I feel like they keep saying it as if I'm going to somehow get guilt.
Yeah.
But no.
No, because we were charged with a safe deposit box filled with our three flavours of Allen's Brown Snakes, cola, chocolate and coffee. And we were under strict instructions not to taste them until this very moment now. And you two tasted them When? Last Thursday?
No, it was last Monday. God, you don't even know. Yeah, last Monday we did when we went out to the State of Origin because we were just there waiting. Mm. I'm not going to eat them again, though. I'm done now.
Oh, ever?
No,
oh.
I'm done.
So we're only given
high
three.
High praise indeed.
Well, no, they're great. They're just gluten.
Gluten, yeah.
So we were given three bags to taste test. They're the only three bags in history at the moment until we go to Alan's factory. Tomorrow we're leaving.
Yeah.
We'll be there Wednesday.
10 bags.
But we've got to decide. 7:40 is the announcement of what the flavour is going to be from all the votes collated from politicians, from the Queensland Origin team, from the people over the weekend.
Yep.
But you've got to taste it now.
And because you two did taste them when you shouldn't have, my vote counts for all of us. So three votes.
Why don't you make it 100?
I don't care.
Okay.
Because I don't. Then I'd just pick coffee to be.
Then do it, Stav. Do it.
I'm going to
make it coffee, big boy, with 100 votes.
I'm going to start with coffee because everyone said it's
like
so
coffee.
Bad. You reckon?
Yeah, well, you, what
Why?
Do you...
Because you think everyone else hated it. He's going to.
No,
because
he drinks instant.
I do.
Like, you could have an espresso out there in the morning.
It's just not a flavour, though. Like, when you try it now, you'll understand. It's kind of like a bit of a.
I see what everyone's saying when this is like there's no taste until
later on. Did we try
coffee?
I don't remember trying coffee though.
Yeah, I tried it, yeah.
It like tastes like nothing and then just all of a sudden pops up like, I'm here.
Right. I haven't got the pop up yet. Oh, okay.
But not very, it's not very strong, is it?
No, it's like
it's...
Do you
love it?
No.
No.
No, okay. I can see why that hasn't done well. Mm. Now I'm going to go for the chocolate because I love me a cheeky and I think this is going to be great.
Mm.
Yeah.
So for 100 votes, you could sway it.
Hang on, I've got to have my palate cleanser.
Oh, yeah, a bit of soda water between.
What's that, Hendrix or Gordon's? And here we go with chocolate. Solid. Knew what I was getting into.
Yeah.
You've got a solid chew happening there. Yeah.
It's not as good as a cheeky, though.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe the cheekies are a bit more compact, so maybe the flavour's condensed.
Spread out.
Mm.
Well, I think, you know, you just chuck a whole one in, you know.
Yeah, I freeze them too. That's a tip.
Yeah.
Freeze all your juice, people. And now the pièce de résistance, as they say, the cola.
And this is leading the votes significantly.
These have been manhandled a lot. Remember when you dropped them on the floor?
God, we couldn't have done this during COVID, could we?
No.
The amount of hands that have been dipping into those bags.
It's cold 100%. That's delicious. It's cola.
It's good, isn't it?
Oh, hang on, I was going to give you a drum.
Hang on. That's not confirmed yet. Wait.
Okay.
Let me try it again. It's cola.
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's good.
It's even got a nice smell.
It's like refreshing too.
Yeah.
And it stays with you. That's definitely the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry we wasted everyone's time with the coffee. Sorry, Alan's. Didn't need to do that. That was ridiculous.
No, they knew.
They did.
To be fair, they probably made it crap on purpose. It's like, we don't want to make these.
Yeah, break out the international roast. We got something to make.
Okay, so, I mean, we don't know. Maybe over the weekend something crazy happened and everyone voted for something else. We're not sure. At the moment, cola is in the lead.
By a long shot.
7:40 this morning. So in just under an hour, we will make our announcement as to who, as to what the winning flavour is for the brown snake. We're being told there were a lot of votes for chocolate on socials over the weekend.
Yeah, there was heaps of votes on the weekend.
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Stav wants a brown snake. Ooh, Maddie wants a brown snake. Abby wants a brown snake. Ooh, Brizzy wants a brown snake. A snake, a snake. Yeah.
Why brown? Well, that's the colour of the Brisbane River, and everyone says it looks like a snake, therefore it is the brown snake. So we thought, why don't we get a lolly that represents it, that is delicious, doesn't taste like the river. And
well, I've never drunk the river water, so maybe it is
cola
flavoured. Cola.
Nah, look at it, be Pepsi.
We thought, why don't we get a snake to represent it? Alan said, yes, we can do that, but you guys need to pick the flavour before we will do your 10 bags that we promised.
And we took this very seriously because they gave us three prospective flavours and we had to decide which one was the best.
Coffee, cola or chocolate.
All C words.
We have spent, what is it, the good part of a month now, probably doing this research. And we are about to announce the flavour that Brisbane has decided. But before we do that, like any good reality show, we've got to fill a couple of breaks. with our journey thus far.
The Prime Minister.
Your vote goes to
D, Annecy. But if I have to, Cola.
Okay.
Cola.
One vote for cola.
The king. The taste immediately dived onto my tongue was the cola.
The cola.
The Lord Mayor.
It's easy.
Is it?
It's the cola.
Cola. The Queensland Maroons.
Cola.
Yeah, cola.
For me on chocolate.
Chocolate.
All right.
Well done.
Your first vote for chocolate.
First vote.
Might be the start of the revolution.
I'll go the cola.
I think I like the cola.
For the win, I'm going to go the chocolate one. It's just a bit different.
Superstar chef Colin Fasnich.
I would pick cola.
Okay.
Hey, cola. There we go.
Flavour scientist Heather Smythe.
Go cola.
Cola for two.
I would have picked chocolate, but no, this is actually really tasty.
Wow. The Deputy Premier.
Cola's the way to go, and don't you think it should be the official treat of the Brisbane 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games?
Yes, it should. And last, but not least, the funniest man with the greatest sense of smell and taste in Brisbane, Stav Davidson.
It's cola.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey! It's nice, isn't it?
It's good.
It's even got a nice smell.
It's like refreshing too.
Yeah.
And it stays with you. That's definitely the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry we wasted everyone's time with the coffee. Sorry, Alan's.
You're never going to guess what it's going to be. We'll tell you after the break.
The time has come. After days, weeks, years of debate, Brisbane has finally decided what flavour our B105 Brisbane Brown Snake will be. Coffee, chocolate or cola?
Well, we don't really need to talk about coffee because no one liked it.
It was down to chocolate and cola. Cola and chocolate. On our socials, chocolate was the clear winner. But amongst our taste testers, the results were mixed. So here it is, the last droney thing I will play. The flavour of our B105 Brisbane Brown Snake is... It's a brown snake and the flavour is cola.
Oh, what a shock!
Cola!
Look, it's stressful during taste testing. You want to be able to please everyone. I can tell you that the cola pleases everyone.
It does. That's true. Even if people like the chocolate, they did also like the cola as well.
Did you want to like a different one because everyone was saying the cola was the best?
I was surprised at how much I didn't like the chocolate. I thought I was actually going to prefer that because I do love the cheekies. I would go cheekies over Coke bottles.
Mm. Yes. Mm. Yes. Everyone liked it. I even stole one from my son. He liked the cola as well. Just now we're confessing.
Anything you've got on your mind you need to...
No, my lawyer said it's best not to say anything.
Oh, gee, that's what mine said too. Sorry.
Yeah, that's why we've got separate lawyers.
Because I didn't want to be the same.
I can never be safe that you won't tell my lawyer something.
Because I get a shorter sentence, don't I?
Oh, yeah, because you've rolled on me.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, yeah, you go.
Oh, she would flip like a pancake.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt. That would be the thing. I would go to the cop shop to dob on her. Mm. She'd be leaving.
Too late, go,
feed to it.
I knew your intention.
So now you're heading
right.
yourself
Steph's in. There. You'll be fine.
All right, so there we go.
It's amazing. It is.
Cola.
So
cola.
Good.
We
so,
are flying to Melbourne tomorrow afternoon. We're going around the Allens factory on Wednesday. We're coming home with 10 bags, baby. 10 bags of cola Brisbane Brown Snakes.
Iconic.
Yeah. It's even the best colour.
It does look the nicest.
Doesn't
that
it?
That was the thing. The chocolate flavour ones looked a bit pooey.
They looked a bit licoricey as well. Yeah, which you don't want that.
I just want to say one thing too now that we've locked all this down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you guys seen the artwork that we've been using for the snake on our socials? The snake looks like a pinworm from the bum chocolate packet. Whoever made that, make it look more snakey.
Worm tablets when you go.
You know the worming chocolate?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the snake looks like.
I think Alan's did it though.
No, not that. No, the one that we put up.
I know the one you mean. You're right.
I didn't make it. Like our company made it, like digital marketing or whatever. And we came back with a few complaints because it looked a bit like the bum thing.
It does. It looks like the bum chocolate.
It looks exactly like it. Jess and I were like, nah, not really sure about it. I made like a mock one to take like the piss a little bit, and we got that one back.
All right, there you go.
We got a little brown worm.
Right, Cola. It is Cola.
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
On Saturday night, I went down to Sheldon Event Centre. Mm-hmm. It's at Sheldon College. Amazing place down there. And was hosting a gig for Dinner on Rouge Goes Pink and raising money for Small Steps for Hannah. And it was a wonderful event. And something happened. I was like, oh, did I do, like, should have I corrected? And at what point should have I corrected? Because I didn't, and I let it go, and then I let it go for too long.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want to upset someone, do you?
No, of course not.
Yeah. So at the end of the evening, a lovely girl came up to me, and she was like, excuse me. I was like, yes. And she's like, you're Abby? And I was like, well, I was just on stage saying my name quite a bit. And they, sure. No worries, of course.
That's me. Yeah.
No worries.
Good guess.
You're Abby. And I was like, yes. And she was, my friend is a huge fan of you. And I was like, thank you.
That's always flattering.
Yeah. It is. It was lovely. Lovely. Huge fan. Just a huge fan. Oh my God. I can't believe that. I'm with you. She's going to be excited. She loves your podcast. And I went, no. Now, at this point, it could have been Stav, Abby, and Matt podcast.
Yeah. It could have been. That's where I'm at in the conversation. I thought. She must listen to the podcast. Mm.
Loves your podcast.
Mm. You just did one for Mother's Day special as well. Could be that.
She's trying to get me on to follow your podcast, and she's been telling me a bit about it. And I was like, okay. At this point, I was like, oh. I just, oh God, I find one relationship hard. And the fact that you have talked so openly about being in an open relationship and how you manage that. And I went.
She bought your vibrator as well.
She brought that up. She's talking about the way you talk about your sexuality. Now, at what point do I say something? What point? Like, we love Abby Chatfield. She's amazing. She's stunning. So, like, to be that I would be confused with a older, fatter version of her, I'll still take it. And I just was like.
There's how you get your own vibrator. It's an older, wider version.
And she's just, you know, someone's giving you compliments, and she was like, and you just, I found it hard to have one, and you're talking about open and your sexuality. And I was like, And I didn't correct her. And then she said to me, and I should have at this point said something, but it was too far gone because she's just been giving me compliments, and I've just been saying, yes, yes, yes. Mm. That's me. Yes. Yeah. Can I get a photo for my friend?
Oh, no.
Brilliant.
So I took a photo. Yeah. And then she's going to send that to her friend. Her friend's going to go, you idiot, that's not Abby. And then she left and I said to my friend, she thinks I'm Abby Chatfield. And then she's like, do you want to go and tell her? I said, it's too far gone.
Yeah.
It's too far gone.
Yeah, see, because where you got caught there was you were thinking, I'm just going to let this go, let her have the moment.
No one
will
know, and she won't know any different.
But then she said, can I get a photo? And to at that point tell her.
It was too late.
It's not about her being weird, you're the weirdo.
That's yeah, because true. I've just taken compliments for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just got the photo and just then avoided the situation. I just felt bad. I was like,
so annoying we miss out on the conclusion of that, isn't it? I'd love to be there. Just go, look what I got, look who I was with. Who? Oh, look.
Who is that?
Who is that? Who? Abby Chatfield. No. No, it's not. I don't know who it is.
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hey, Alpha Bucks, we're going to play tomorrow, Tuesday the 30th of May, 7 and 8 a.m. Your answers are?
Your answers are for the 7 a.m. It's W and you got Window, Wedding and Wild Wild West, which is an underrated film in my opinion. I actually enjoy it. And 8 a.m., your answers are Fiji, Fernie Grove, and fries.
Later.
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
One of the most talked about television shows.
Netflix.
You're full of surprises.
You guys gave me the best birthday present, and I have to say, just at the right time.
We timed it well, didn't we?
Really timed it well. Hey, Netflix has said that they're cracking down on password sharing in Australia. They've said the same in the US as well. So last Tuesday, I think it was, they sent out an email to everyone in the US, and they've done it here in Australia, just saying, hey, no sharing passwords.
Enough.
No sharing password. It's not allowed. If you would like to share your password, you are allowed to, but the other person needs to set up their own account and you need to pay an extra like $9 a month for it. Mm. So in other words, it's pointless.
What happens though if you're going to Netflix and chill at someone's house? Can you log in? You can't log into yours there?
You can. If it's consistently for over 30 days, I've looked into all the possibilities of how I can get away with still using my dad's.
Yeah.
So right, like, you don't need to anymore.
I don't need to anymore because you guys gave me Netflix.
Mm,
yeah. Netflix and chill, as I was saying, because it came with a bottle of wine. Yeah, and it's so good. So I've started my own account and I feel very mature.
She's growing up right before our eyes.
Well, to be fair, that's true because I was expecting a phone call to set it up.
No. No, I can set up by myself. So I have done that and it is very exciting. And the WhatsApp group came through of my family, of my dad just informing us, hey, guys, Netflix had just sent that email. You can't use my password without future charges. So I'm sorry, but please delete Netflix from all your devices. You'll need to arrange your own account. My sister-in-law's wrote back, suck ups, saying, oh, it was bound to happen, but thanks very much, Pete. We really appreciate it.
Good wallet lasted.
Yeah. I was like, you're tight ass, Dad. And I said, well, you've still got my Stan password. So I think it's going to be for all of them now.
I reckon they will all do it now.
They're they're going to, like, when you think about it, it was the first time that their subscribers went down for Netflix and they were concerned about it. And they're like, well, that's because everyone's sharing. So it's going to be millions and millions of dollars that they will make.
Yeah. But on the bright side, you don't have to be aware that your father's watching 365 days or anything like that.
Yeah, that's always been a concern. Mm. If you go to watch something and you're like, ugh. So now we've all got it. Yeah, now it's good.
So does that mean if someone's using your password, right, they're logged in as you?
I reckon you might get charged for it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So they've got to log out from where they are.
No,
or it automatically charged?
What I think you need to do for anyone that's concerned that they may have shared their password, and I want to know on 131060, have you been using someone else's? Like if you've broken up with your ex and you've still been using theirs, here's your time to confess. Like how long has it been going on for? Even if it's in an Airbnb, someone said that they've managed to go in and get their password and use that. But here's the thing though, if you are concerned that people are using it, you just need to log onto your account and there's a section on there that says log out of all devices.
So change
your password, log out of all devices, and then you won't get that issue. Because I had to do that to my brothers because I didn't trust him.
You didn't trust him?
Kicked him off on my dad's behalf.
Because that's the thing, isn't it? That ex's thing really ups the stakes because now you'd get charged.
Yeah.
So they could log on and just do it and get your ex charged in a bit of revenge play. Yeah.
But there's something just rewarding about not having to pay for something and being on someone's account.
Getting it for free.
Yeah, thieves say that.
Yeah, I know, but you know people are like, oh, I just want to be so independent. I want to play for my own Spotify and all that. No, yeah. I don't.
Mm, mm.
See, Spotify have got it set up well because Esther, me and Ethan all use the one Spotify account.
And you pay extra for that?
No,
we're all logged in. One account.
But the way it works is whoever plays from their device, it skips to that. So if Esther is like running and listening to her Oprah podcast, and then I decide I'm going to put a bit of Morgan Wallen on, it automatically changes in her headphones and plays where I'm playing.
Handy at a party. When you can just go, okay, my turn.
Yeah.
And pick the music.
Take it over.
Yeah. That would explain what happened to the car the other day because my friend, I was driving with her and we were listening to a song and it kept getting stopped. And she had to call her husband and say, can you stop doing that?
Yeah.
We're listening to it.
Yeah. But I get into massive fights with Ethan because he'll put his rap on and then I keep changing it back and we just keep going and going and going. So I have to ring him and say, I pay for it.
It's my account.
Get off.
Yeah.
Has he ever used your Netflix then?
Yeah, he'd use them all. Everything.
He's on my Disney.
Oh,
he is on your Disney.
There's a lot of people are going to be upset if Disney bring it in. I got like 8. You?
Yeah, I don't use it as much.
Mm. Mm. Well, you won't notice then.
Yeah.
Amy Drew's on it. My cousin in Scotland's on it. Some random dude. I don't even know who it is, but I can't ask now.
What, you just want to impress someone at the bar and gave him your password?
No, I've got someone, because no one's using their real name, but it's like someone's name. I'm like, I don't know who that is, but...
Yeah, it's going to be brought in by all of them.
You'd have to think. If it works, I mean, they'll watch and see if Netflix collapses, and if they don't, then they'll all bring it in. Which kind of makes sense, really.
Remember in the old Star days where you had to have a second box in the room if you wanted to have it on two TVs?
Yeah.
You'd actually have to get the box in?
Yeah.
So everyone just wired it themselves.
Bianca in North Lakes. You're sharing
morning.
Passwords? Hey.
I share my password with two people. But they share their Disney and Stan with me. So I'm getting really worried if, like, all the streaming providers follow suit. We've got a really good sharing routine going on.
Sharing's caring is what we're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. If you're playing Netflix and they can't use it, are you still going to be able to use their Disney and Stan, or are they going to kick you off?
No, I don't reckon they'd kick me off, but it's just pretty depressing that, like, you can't...
Mm.
you know, like we had it all worked out.
Yeah. Don't mess with my vibe,
we'll,
Netflix.
We'll pass the feedback on to them, yeah.
The other problem you've got is you've got to start your algorithm all over again.
Oh, that's actually the worst.
Mm. They have allowed for that. Yeah. You can suggest, so like a few of the
right,
ones.
To get the ball rolling.
Yeah. As a new member of Netflix, I can tell you how it goes.
All right, 131060, whose password have you got here? Brett, morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
Yeah, good. So whose are you using?
I'm using my dad's.
Mm.
I'm lucky I've already got my own little section in his Netflix set up as my own. Mm-hmm. So he just said to me, just pay me the $8 a month and everything should stay the same, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget, though, Brett, I did look into this. You need to start your own account, though.
All right. I'll have to
and
do
he
that
needs
this
to give
afternoon.
You, yeah, if you go down onto the little...
You're like the Netflix helpline today.
Does that make sense?
So
what they're saying is if Brett's watching it in a different location, it will have a ping if he's watching it for more than 30 days, right?
Yeah.
I tried to bend the rules with this. But Brett will have to start his own account but not actually pay for it, and then his dad will send off a link for his and that will be the extra $8.
They've made it easy.
But and then that's
haven't they?
Haven't they?
And it's cheaper because it's like $12 or $13. Or like $20 a month for Netflix.
No, only for the premium one is $20.99. If you just get the basic one, that's $10.99 a month.
Right, there you go.
When did you start working for them? We should have got you that present.
If I got a free account.
Get it for free.
You told me I had to set up my own account. And I just...
To be fair, she's the only person in the last 3 years who's signed up for Netflix. You know, like everyone else is already on.
That's a very good point.
So if you want the high definition, Matthew, yes, you still need to sign up for the premium, okay? That's your only one. Yeah.
Netflix website, sign-up website will probably crash because no one has signed up for it. Everyone's just been logging into everyone else's.
That's true.
They may realise they don't have enough bandwidth for all these new customers they're going to get.
Oh, embarrassing.
Trissy.
That's good. I didn't know half this stuff.
Morning, Trissy. Have you got a question for the Netflix Helpline Association?
No question, but go. I was just ringing up because we're about to lose our Netflix and I've been using my ex-husband's for the last 7 years.
Is that awkward when you know what he's watching?
Well, we have different accounts, but we're best friends still, but it was amicable in the divorce that we got access to the Netflix.
Right. You don't want to be like checking his settings. It's like how to get away with murder.
Well, now this is going to be hard for Trissy. This is going to seem like now the divorce is official.
Well, I was thinking the other way with dads. It's like they've left the house. It was the last thing they had here. They've left.
So, did you get it written into your actual divorce documents, Trissy?
No, but I've got the kids. So, it was that he just continued paying it because otherwise I would have lost it all those years ago.
Yeah.
He was watching it for so long.
Yeah. 7 years. So, how long has it been around
the other day
There you go.
Mm.
Didn't it start as actually DVDs
it was.
That
so
would
I,
send to you?
Yeah, Post. So I signed up and you got this. It was always a deal and I thought, this is amazing. And you would go on, you'd log for three DVDs and they would send them to you in the post and then you'd send them back and then send you some more.
Yeah.
And I thought, they're never going to make money, this company. So sad they're just giving you, but I realised it was just to sign up for subscribers.
They actually offered to be bought out by Blockbuster and Blockbuster said, no, idiots.
No, they were happy with what they were doing. They don't regret that at all.
Blockbuster. Google it, children. Nelly in Greenslopes. Whose password are you using and what are you going to do now?
So I am literally streaming Titus Tidass. I have just about every streaming platform and I don't own a single one of them. I don't pay for any of them. I'm bludging off friends, I'm bludging off family, and I have my ex's Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, though, is he never checks his emails. He never checks what's coming out of his bank account. So I think I'm going to be fine.
Sweet. Oh.
Thank God
I'm gonna
you're with the useless man.
I'm going to be all good. He's clueless. So that, you know, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to continue on being a bludger.
Good to have goals.
Yep, it really
is. Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Sometimes the internet's a cesspool and sometimes it's a nice place where nice things happen. And this is one of those. Not at the start, but it does shine a light on humanity a little bit because HBO Max is rebranding.
What is HBO? That's movie
streaming service.
Streaming service, yeah.
That we don't have in Australia.
Okay.
But, and they're rebranding to just Max, I believe. And an intern was trying to set up the new account, and he accidentally emailed 10 million subscribers a blank test email.
How is it even possible? Because as the intern, don't you just make coffees and sit there and pretend that you're doing something? Who gives them responsibility?
Probably the person who was meant to do that test went, don't make my coffee, I'll make it myself.
Yeah,
you do my work, I'll come back.
Yeah.
Got it.
If you do it well, mate, you might bump up the ranks.
The intern of like the big boss. You know what I mean? Son of the big boss happens to intern.
Have you noticed that though? Like here we get an intern. Mm. They come and hang out with us. But never does an intern go to a place and say, you're going to spend the day with the CEO. You're interning to become a CEO today.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Just follow them around.
You say they only come to the bottom feeders.
Yes.
Of us.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And HBO put out a statement saying, "Hey, look, we're sorry that everyone got this, but yes, it was the intern, and it was the intern, and we're helping him through it."
No, see, that's that. Maybe there wasn't an intern.
Well, they're saying there was.
Oh, sure.
And the internet, as opposed to what it normally does, has come out in support of this poor intern who is getting HBO's helping him through it.
Give him a name.
Ted.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're helping out intern Ted. There's a bunch of tweets and posts going, dear intern, hashtag dear intern, and then how you massively stuffed up in your workplace. For example, dear intern, me to the CEO of a large company. His name is Alan. I was 34. Good morning, anal.
Autocorrect.
There's good autocorrect coming up. Dear intern, one time I sent out an email on behalf of the organization's board of directors with a link to a custom thank you video that was meant to show us appreciation. The link redirected to a lady in her pajamas loudly reviewing hot Cheeto recipe fails. I cried twice that day.
Reviewing hot Cheeto recipes.
Yeah, fails. Mm. Hot Cheeto recipe fails. So people trying to make them at home and failing. Yeah. Dear intern, I once sent an email ending with, if you need any help, please do not contact me, because I mixed the tense and wanted to say, do not hesitate to contact me. That's not too bad.
No.
It's not as bad as this one. I once sent a lengthy email to with the subject line, pubic health instead of public health. Here's where it gets a bit more hectic.
Imagine if they did that on the Channel 7 news. Public health crisis.
Dear intern, when I was a new ER nurse, a patient came in by ambulance with CPR in progress and she didn't make it. A family came to the desk and I said said their grandma was just brought in. I sat them down and had the doctor go tell them she had passed. It was the wrong family.
No. I mean, that's good that it wasn't the other way. Like, they would have got happy news after.
That's true. She's alive.
Yeah. I mean, that's better, isn't it, than the other way around.
Yeah.
She made it. Oh, whoops, wrong family. Dead.
And but did they then go and tell the one who had the dead grandma that she'd pulled through?
You would hope not.
No. Yeah. Ooh. And then they go in and it's not them. Yeah.
Damn public health.
This is my personal favourite on this one. Dear intern, I once designed a leaflet for psychologists in which every instance of therapist was autocorrected to the rapist.
No. Oh. No. Oh. Autocorrect has a lot.
Lot to answer for.
Really does.
Really does.
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Come fly with me.
Pretty hectic scenes on this flight from a South Korean man who took matters into his own hands when he felt that the plane was a little bit stuffy. The plane was landing. He was like, nah, I'm done with this. Can't be bothered anymore. So he did this.
Oh my, you can see the wind bursting through the cabin as passengers sat panics. Asiana Airlines say that a few minutes before landing, a passenger in his 30s opened that door. Pilots landed the plane safely. And police arrested that man. 12 people were treated for hyperventilation. Officials now investigating how the man was able to open the door mid-flight.
Tried to jump out too. He said he was a bit claustrophobic. He could face up to 10 years in prison for violating aviation laws. There was also some school kids going to a sporting event who were traumatized by the event too.
Because you see the video, there's actually dudes sitting in the exit row. And they're like, they look so calm when they're sitting there with the door open, though.
I guess what can you do? As long as you got your seatbelt on.
Freak out.
Yeah.
That's why they're in the exit row, though. See, they're the type of people that don't. They're like, I'm fine. I got my leg space. You fly a lot. Have you ever had an incident?
I was next to a marshal once. Mm. Like, well, they were called something else, and that was really quite interesting. And he's had to arrest people mid-flight. So he said there's a lot. He said a lot of people freak out flying that might have mental illnesses before, so he's had to sit on people before in the middle of it. He goes, you just sit there until it lands.
What do you mean, Marshall? Like he's a cop?
After 9/11, there was a lot of cops that, I think it was, they had to, didn't they?
Yeah, for a while there was one on every flight undercover.
Yeah, it was crazy, and I used to always try and spot them because I used to work for the weather quite a bit, so I used to be like, I know which one's a cop. And then, it was never the right one. But there was one in Mexico. I was like, it's them, I know.
If they're undercover, maybe they would just say no. Are you an undercover
Excuse
cop?
Me, I know oh, you are the cop. If you ever say you're undercover, they always go, ooh. No, but there was one in Mexico that freaked me out because we were in a plane that went to land and it didn't land correctly or something. So it went back around and I was like, okay, there's something wrong. And then it went to land again. Didn't land again.
Too windy or something? What was to go?
I don't know, but we didn't land until the fourth time, and everyone on the plane was freaking out. The only person that wasn't was Scott, going, they know what they're doing. I'm like, they actually don't know what they're doing. That's why they're doing it. He goes, settle down. It would have been more panicked if they actually landed it. So he was taking photos, and everyone else clapped and cheered when they landed.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what they do. It's a Mexican wave. Let's go round and round.
Maybe it was their first time doing it. Maybe they were teaching someone for the first time.
Kat had one. She was going to catch a ferry to go on a cruise ship down in Sydney, and she was on the plane. It got diverted to Newcastle, and emergency landed. There was army trucks and fire trucks streaming.
Did they tell them on board that they were doing it, or they didn't tell them until after?
Yeah, no, they did, because you could see, you look out the window, and there's like next to you going up the runway. There was a fire on board. But it was contained, everything was fine, but they all had to get off and then fly back to Sydney to miss the boat. But you're so helpless in that situation, aren't you? You're just like, well, hope he's a good pilot, because I can't do it.
13 10 60. This will make everyone feel better about flying tomorrow when we go to Melbourne.
Well, get it out of our systems.
So let's rip the phones open on this one. 13 10 60, in-flight incidents.
Please let someone have like a birth or something. And they said, is there a doctor on board? Please. And you're a podiatrist.
What about the other way? The other way.
Conceiving a baby.
Die.
Oh, right.
Someone die on your flight.
Have you seen them? I don't know what the protocol here is, but I've seen them overseas, and they put like a blanket and the same person has to sit next to them.
Yeah.
I've heard there's a body bag on every plane so that they can, but when they zip them up, they only zip it up to their chin just in case.
Got to put a blanket over them.
No, I've heard that. So if someone dies on a plane, they can put them in a body bag, but they're not allowed to zip it past their chin because just in case they've made a mistake and they don't suffocate.
See, I would prefer them to put that in that spare toilet. And I know it's always a wait for it, but I just don't want them to still be in the same seat.
You mean like...
I don't want to sit next to a dead body.
God, but diva. Where do you put...
At least you wouldn't have to worry about small talk.
That's true.
Yeah, but what about if they just, like, you know, when someone falls asleep and they lean on you?
God, I hope they wake up soon.
Steal his meal. He's not going to eat it.
I don't know. I'll take a turn.
Start ordering beers to his seat. Must have had them before he popped off.
Hey, Dan. Morning. What happened on a flight?
Hey, g'day, mate. I'm an engineer with one of the leading local sea airlines in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
And we get this stuff nearly every day on our flight.
Really?
The last one we had was on Saturday night. I was at work, or actually early Sunday morning. We had an unruly passenger. The bottom line story was, didn't serve you anymore.
Nope, Dan.
Oh, he's cut out there. Mate.
Hello?
Yeah, hey,
hello, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry, we're just going through a different zone here. So we had an unruly passenger on Sunday morning, really early. He was intoxicated, and they refused to serve any more alcohol in there on the plane. He was basically harassing one of our flight attendants, and it got to a point where they landed, and when they were getting off, he was up top of the stairs screaming and carrying on. And the flight attendant was screaming back, and he actually grabbed her.
Oh, wow.
So it's actually physical assault. I think the problem is people don't realize. I actually intervened. I was doing inspection of the airplane. I intervened to sort of stop what was going on. But I don't think people realize when you do something wrong on a domestic flight.
Yeah.
It's a federal offence, and you're going to hang for it.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not going to muck around, mate. So, you know, just shut up, sit down.
That must be, it must be the alcohol service. It must be so frustrating for the people working there.
Mm,
but everyone's like, but we still get money from it, so.
Mm,
I know. Hey, Brenton, morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Brenton, it's been a while. You've had an in-flight emergency?
Yeah, this is actually on a private jet.
Brenton.
It was just me and the pilot.
There's no story. You just wanted to let us know you'd been on a private jet.
That's right. Stuffhead's one from Barton, so he can relate. But yeah, talk about yours.
So it was just me and the pilot. So I was up sitting up with the pilot. He was a close friend anyways. And we're actually going through a storm in the clouds. And the engines start to freeze over. And the windows in front of us were starting to like get the ice. You know, it starts the outside on the inside. So he had to jump on the radio and do a mayday call because we had to divert course. So we chucked a hard right and went all the way around the storm. So... Got pretty close, but yeah.
What point were you freaking out, or were you freaking out throughout all this?
To be honest, I was actually pretty calm. I was like, oh yeah, you know, it's whatever. I didn't really know how bad it was until we landed. He said that was probably the worst experience he's had flying. He's like,
you know, died doing what he loved.
So I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
When you're drinking the champagne on the private jet, though, hey, like, Brenton, not you're not too concerned.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh.
No, exactly. Yeah,
it's me and Buddy Holly.
B105.